Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Christy. And thank you, Tim. It's good to see you up there today. Been praying. Good to see him. It's good to see you all. Why don't you take just a moment and just look to that person that's closest to you and just say, God loves you. Just look to the person that's closest to you, wherever they are. Oh, I love it when you do that because it makes you smile. I like it when people smile. We need a lot more smiling today, don't we? We need a lot more love today, don't we? Do you believe that there is a spiritual battle? I mean, we can see the surface things that's going on all around us. We can see all the wars that's going on, whether it be for the border, whether it be for the fentanyl coming in, whether it be for all these matters that we get bombarded with. You can see all these things surfacing, but is there not just a spiritual battle going on? Let's look at that this morning. As you turn to John chapter 6, we're going to look at verse 63. And here's the question I pray the Holy Spirit of God reveals to every one of us today. How can the Holy Spirit of God turn it all around? You ever wondered that? How can all this be turned around? Let's look at some of the things that's going on today and just see. We want the Holy Spirit to take over. Let the Holy Spirit of God stir us up and change our prayer life. Amen. Let's look at it and see what's going on all around us. We can't say it's not happening here. It is. There is your Tennessee Baptist disaster relief helping those in Ukraine. There is a coach taken to the Supreme Court for kneeling in prayer, not coercing or forcing someone to come kneel and pray after the game. Man sentenced to life for murder. 8 Northeast caught for human trafficking. 7-year-old among victims in Greene County. Him and his grandmother murdered by a minor brutally. Stay woke, stay mad. Wrap it around. It would take out a lieutenant colonel, a black man, off from an ivory school because he was not woke. Child abuse. Johnson County is among the highest in our state for child abuse. Whether or not we children choose, are you a boy or are you a girl? Crime scenes like this, you see the tape up constantly, over and over. Legalizing marijuana. The border in Ukraine escaping. The border in New Mexico coming over. Ukraine's war that's going on. Fentanyl that's coming through our borders at a rapid rate, killing people daily, unaware they've been in contact with it. Human trafficking, yes, it goes on in Johnson County as well. Divorce and fighting at home, yes, it takes place. We're one of the highest in the county or in the state. Homelessness, yes, Johnson County has homelessness. It is a spiritual warfare, folks. Watch these pictures and listen to this. starts with prayer. Starts with prayer. How do we turn it all around? Starts with prayer. How do we make a better life for our children? For our babies? How do we make a better life for the teenagers? How do we make a better life for couples? How do we make a better life for senior adults? Let's pray. Let's pray. Father God, it's a privilege that we can come to you and talk to you about these matters, because we know there is power in prayer. God, help us today. We're not asking that the Holy Spirit help us. We're asking that the Holy Spirit take over this place. Holy Spirit, begin to move on the hearts of people. We've seen what the flesh can do, and it profits nothing. But we know that there is life found in Jesus Christ. Father, help us to take on the mission and commission that you have called us to be broken, to be ready and prepared for the spiritual warfare based on your word and upon your truth, and your Holy Spirit take over, that we have the power to see it turn all around. May you bless this time that we have gathered together in your name to do a mighty work. In Jesus' name, save people today. Casual, lukewarm Christians, repent and turn back to you to begin to live the life that's Spirit-filled and Spirit-led. May you bless God and do a work here today that could only be explained by you. No words that I have said of my own, but out of the Spirit that we speak today. In Jesus' name, amen. Verse 63, John chapter 6. It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, Jesus said, they are spirit and they are life. There is a spiritual war going on, and it's here and it's real today. We must realize it. John Reddick wrote a song about God turning it all around. He's up to something. God is doing something right now. And you can choose to ignore it. You can choose to discard it. You can use this time to distract from it. But God is speaking and He's wanting to do something right now. He's healing people. He's saving people. God's up to some things. He's moving mountains. He's making a way for someone. God is doing something right now. All of my hope is in Jesus' name. And He wants to do a breakthrough in lives here today, if you'll let Him. We must share the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I don't want to water it down. I want to speak it as the truth of the Word of God. Not on my authority, but upon His Word and His authority that I want to speak. If the Spirit gives life, the flesh does not profit nothing. It's the Spirit that gives life. The words that Jesus speaks through the Holy Spirit, they are life. Christians, hear how things in your life going. Does it need to be turned around? Wouldn't you like to experience more power, more abundant living, and being a more effective witness? What is it that is such a battle that we can talk about sports, we can talk about weather, we can talk about the economy, we can talk about gas prices, we can talk about the things that's going on in our world, but we cannot talk about, are you saved? Are you saved? Hello? Why does it get into us? Because it's a spiritual battle that Satan does not want you to engage in conversations with anybody else. Are they saved or not? Hello? Ask the Holy Spirit to take over. Quit trying to do it out of the flesh. Surrender and let the Holy Spirit take over. Are you fed up with low living and just muddling through, just going through the motions, and want your life to be turned around, to be radically changed, to experience family and friends getting saved and seeing people become mature disciples, that they're going to multiply the kingdom of God? The flesh profits nothing. So instead of asking the Holy Spirit to help you, ask the Holy Spirit to take over. Surrender. You being in control is a flesh issue. I understand that because I have the same battle as you. It's a control flesh issue. Let me, I'll fix you. Right? Have my way. I've always done it that way. I'm 63 years old and I've done it that way all my life, and I'm going to continue to do it that way. That is my flesh issue. What's yours? We all have that battle. But the Holy Spirit of God is available, ready to empower us to overcome that flesh. Allow the Holy Spirit to take over. That's the life. Many will turn away, Jesus says, because most people want to be in control and they don't want to lose that control. That's why many disciples fall away. According to this truth, Scripture, according to what we read in verse 63, which is greater? You have in your way, or God having His way? I agree. God having His way. That's an interpretation. God having His way, us not pushing our fleshly ways. Consider your ways. Consider your thoughts. Consider your actions. Who's in control? Who's leading? You see, all this starts, the turning point starts when you humble yourself before God and pray. When you humble yourself before God and pray. Easter Sunday morning, I'll tell you something that inspired me and moved me to be more broken, to be more humble. That's the invitation. He's not here this morning, but he stepped out of the third pew and came forward and dropped to his knees like a rock and raised both hands and said, I surrender my life. Surrender my life. He dropped to his knees and raised his hands in humbleness and desperation to God. Why don't we? Why don't we? It all starts with prayer. The turning point to turn it all around starts with prayer. That would be you in conversation with the Holy God. That would be you drawn by the Holy Spirit of God to repent and to actually admit sin, and to believe in Jesus Christ and confess Him as your Lord. That would be you as a Christian repenting and turning away from self and turning to the Spirit of God, asking the Spirit to take over your life. Folks, I believe it's time for us to be the war room. And we have a war room in our home. We have a war room at the church that we pray. Not ritualistic prayers that we prayed over and over, but to a genuine prayer life that we just load up We're Holy Spirit filled and we engage in the power of prayer. David Evans wrote an article and he said, pray the Lord of the harvest to raise up laborers for the task. Second, pray for convicting power of the Holy Spirit to draw people unto himself. And third, pray that we will be burdened, broken, and willing to be the witness to tell them about our Jesus. When the Holy Spirit takes over our prayer life, things will change. You'll lose control. He'll take over the controls. And you'll be blessed for it. You'll have the Holy Spirit presence and power that you've never experienced before if you'll let him. It'll be a sincere heart for others instead of oneself. It'll be outward focused rather than inward focus. It'll be no longer meaningless repetition in your prayer life. It will not be intention to manipulate God. Hello? It'll be a soft, quickened heart to repent and ask forgiveness. It'll be a sincere heart, an attempt to discover what the mind and will of God is for our lives. So when the Holy Spirit takes over your daily life, you'll automatically be pointing people to Jesus. It'll be just a natural thing. Listen to a testimony. Man was in his 80s. Somebody had been witnessing to him over and over and over, inviting him to church over and over and over, inviting him to a church event over and over and over, and he had never got saved. The doctor sent him home from the hospital to die. Laying there at home, someone in his family had called this pastor that was out of town but was driving on his way back. Ask him, would you talk to him for just a moment? They've sent him home from the hospital. I'm not sure that he'll be alive when you get back home. He spoke to him. He said, well, let me ask you a question. Are you prepared to meet God when you die? This older man on his deathbed said no. He said, would you like to get saved today? He said, yes, I would. Over the cell phone, the pastor led him in a prayer. He said, now listen, this has to be your heart condition. This has to be what you want to do. He said, it is. He confessed Jesus Christ as Lord. He believed in his heart that God sent Jesus, his only begotten Son, to suffer and bleed and die and raise from the grave. And he trusted him as his Savior and Lord over the phone with this pastor. He got saved. Hung up the phone and his family came in. First thing he said to his family was, I got saved! Some of them rejoiced and some of them just looked at him like. But he told them again, I got saved. They were rejoicing. And automatically, when one of his neighbor friends that he used to do stuff with that was not saved either, that was lost as he was, is pretty close to the same age, came into his bedroom, came in to check on him. You know what the first thing he said was? You're right. I got saved! It was automatic that he got saved. He wanted to tell somebody else about his Jesus. Shouldn't that be the way we are? Hello? His dying days, he went out telling people he got saved, and Jesus could do the same for them. What a way to go. Have we grown so complacent Holy Spirit, take over our lives daily to the point that we're telling people about Jesus. Jesus is not willing that anyone should perish. Scripture tells us that. Scripture tells us, for God so loved the world, that means everybody. You must believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross and shed His blood for your sins. You must be willing to repent of your sins. You must believe that Jesus Christ rose from the grave and get saved. I pray you get saved today if you're not. Jesus can do that for you. He can save you. Save you from what? Death, hell, and the grave. He can save you from yourself, because all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And when we stand before a holy God and He asks us, why should He let us into heaven? We want to take all of our sin and try to present that as a case for Him? Or do we want to say, I accepted your Son and the blood that He shed for me? It's that simple. But the choice is yours. He also said, I came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. So you can have life now in a relationship with Jesus Christ, filled with the Holy Spirit, that you can have the life that He planned just for you. Let me ask you, have we grown so desensitized to what's going on around us? Does it break your heart or even stir you up when you hear about a 16-year-old shooting and brutally hitting and murdering a 7-year-old and a grandmother? Does it bother you or break your heart when you see a 3-year-old child left on this side of the border from Mexico, left there all alone on the banks of the border without anybody to care? Does it bother you to see a homeless person lying on the sidewalk? Does it break your heart to see families in distress and families breaking up? Does it bother you and turn your heart that a teen has been stolen from his family and taken into sex trafficking, sex slavery? Does it stir and break your heart that you see Ukrainians in the streets lying beside their bicycle where they've got killed, or in the basement where they were trying to find refuge and all of them died? People are dying at a much higher rate and going to hell today. Some need to repent and return to God and allow the Holy Spirit of God to turn it all around. Amen? The solution is prayer. A sincere, humble, and broken prayer. As the Holy Spirit is in full control and you spend time in prayer, you spend time in that war room, your choices will change. Your outlook on other people will change. Your witness to others about Jesus will change. Also, as you operate out of the Holy Spirit's power, your prayer life's going to change, and you will engage in those conversations with everybody that you meet, telling them how they can be saved today as well. It is the Holy Spirit that gives life. Flesh is just simply artificial and frustrating and hopeless. So why would you not want to ask the Holy Spirit to take over? We can't change people's ways. We can't change the evil that's around us. But we can point them to Jesus. I say we can point them to Jesus. Holy Spirit, take over. And sincerely humble us to pray and take action to build new relationships, to share the gospel about Christ, to love others and make disciples and continue that multiplying cycle. Some around us today are playing religion. They may be working in the church, they may be going through the motions and even giving donations, being a good person, but they're not saved. They need Jesus. This estimate came out. Most everybody that I've asked so far said it's probably higher than what the estimate come out in the survey. Over 57% of Johnson County is lost, dying, and going to hell. Over 57%. Most everybody I've talked to said that number's higher. Sounds like to me we need to tell them about our Jesus. Amen. It should break our heart. Life starts with Jesus. Jesus can fix it. And Jesus can turn it all around if you let Him. Are you willing? Because if you're saved, you're going to be like that elderly man on his deathbed. I got saved, and He can do it for you. Sharing what you've experienced yourself. Allow the Holy Spirit to take over. Because when we try it out of flesh, you're frustrated. When we try all that out of flesh, our prayer life is just mainly just repetition. What is God speaking to you about right now? Are you saved? Do you know Jesus Christ is your personal Savior? If this was the day that you stood before a holy God, are you saved today? Be sure. Eternity is too long to be wrong. Are you saved? Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? And if you are you allowing the Holy Spirit to be in full control of your life? Or are you trying to work the 50-50 plan? I'll let you, God, to this point, but I won't let you to this point. You know, we sing a song, I surrender all. Do you? Or are you lying? God's speaking to us. God's speaking to us this morning, right now. What is He saying to you about where you are on this journey we call life? Heads bowed, eyes closed, please. Nobody's looking around. As Christy comes and plays, what is God speaking to you about? Are you here needing to turn around? Turn around to the Lord Jesus Christ and allow the Holy Spirit of God to fill your life, to begin to maneuver and work through you. That He is in full control. He's no longer a helper. He's the one to take over. And you surrender all. What is He saying to you? How are you going to respond? If you're here today and you're lost and unsaved, today would be the best day of your life to say yes to Jesus, to believe in Him and what He did for you on the cross. Today would be the very best day for you to allow Him to be the Lord by you placing your faith in Him. Are you willing to do that today? As they play, I'm going to ask you, whatever God's responding to you about right now, would you just slip out of that seat where you're at right now and come and make that decision today? I don't know what's going on in your life, but I can assure you that God does, and He loves you, and He cares for you, and He wants to turn it all around. I assure you of that. Based on the Scripture, He desires that not all perish. So today, if you're here and you're lost without Christ, today would be the best day of your life. God's burdened you about somebody to pray about. Would you come pray? This altar waits for you. You have a spiritual matter that's going on in your life that just keeps reoccurring. You're trying, but nothing seems to be taking place. Nothing seems to be happening. It could all change today because of your prayer. Would you pray right now? Would you move? Something about engaging yourself and stepping out where you're sitting, coming to an old-fashioned altar and kneeling before God humbly and saying, God, I need you. I'm broken over this, Lord. I keep spinning my wheels. It doesn't seem to be getting nowhere. And God, I just ask you now, Holy Spirit, take over. I can't do this anymore. I'll let you. Nobody's looking around. As the Holy Spirit of God calls you, will you come this very day, right now? Christian Linda.